is a recording made by Lula Edna Bliley on February 1, 1941.
I'm Lula Dawson Bliley, and this is the Dawson that I wish to speak. Years ago, Grandfather wrote me this letter in answer to a request as to family history. This is as he wrote it. Our family tree. The first I know of the Dawson side of our house is that John Dawson lived in the parish of Alton, Lincolnshire, farmer, about the year 1750. He had one son, John, my grandfather. His mother dying before he was of age, his father married a young woman who took no interest in the son and drove him from his home. He, being raised a farmer, started to seek a home of his own. He went to Waynflet, engaged himself to Megan Booth as farm foreman. He married, while in Mr. Booth's employ, one Mary Balderson, daughter of a farmer, in the year 1798. My father, Richard Dawson, was born 11/3/1879 and was of Alford, Lincolnshire, England, and interred in Alford Cemetery. I do not remember either of my grandparents on my father's side. My great-grandfather willed all his property to his young wife when he died. She soon married again, sold everything, and moved to Boston. My father, when I was 12 or 14 years old, took me to see her. She was then a poor old woman, the property all gone. She asked Father to help her, and he gave her half a crown. That is the last I know of her. When my father finished his schooling, he went to Frisney to live with the Reverend Edward Booth, lived in his service 7 years, and then went to work for Richard Hardell, a gardener and seed man, which business he continued until the Tomlinsons came to America in the year 1827. The Tomlinsons were relatives of grandmother's, his mother's. He took the Gundy farm and went there to live. Don't know how long the farm has been in the family, but a long time. The Gundys, their early history is not very clear. William Gundy, my grandfather, was not the first of the family on the farm. But when they came, I do not know. He married a daughter of a farmer named Clark, Mary by name. They had three children, Elizabeth, Mary, and William. He died about the year 1820 or 21. His wife, Mary, or my grandmother, married again a man by the name of Rushby Tomlinson, by whom she had four children, but she died before they came to America. There is a family tradition that the Gundys were at one time the owners of Gundy Hall in the parish of Gundy, and that at the time that King Charles was driven out, they, the Gundys, being blood relations, were driven out also, and all their estates confiscated and never restored. It seems pretty certain that they were connected to the Stuarts some way. The family on the Booth side appears to have been well connected. My father and mother were married about 1822. They had three boys, John, William, and Thomas. I was born June 4th, 1824, and came up to manhood as boys usually come. When 19, I came to America, and in December 2nd, 1849, married Catherine Pound, daughter of Joseph Pound of the town of Eden, New York. Of her family, we know but very little. Her grandfather came from New Jersey to Eden sometime about 1775, lived to be 99 years old, and died where he first settled in Erie County near Tubbs Hollow in the town of Eden. Her mother was the daughter of Abram Tucker. They lived in Collins, same county. They were Quakers. This is written by John G. Dawson in Corry, Pennsylvania, December 22nd, 1887. John Dawson, who wrote this letter, was my grandfather and sailed from England. Well, I haven't the date here, but it was about 1838, I think, when he was at the age of 19. He has told me how he was dressed when he arrived in America. He wore a black velvet suit with knee breeches, low shoes with silver buckles. They had been 3 weeks on the way, as I remember, and arrived in Quebec. From there he went down the St. Lawrence to some point, I'm not sure where that was, but he crossed into York State and came to the Erie Canal, and by canal boat crossed New York State to Buffalo. He spoke of the good times they had as they came across the country, strangers, but all on the same canal boat, enjoying themselves, sometimes walking along the towpath. And one night in particular, he told me, they had a mock marriage, and he was the groom. He said he often wondered, since he knew nothing of the laws of this country at the time, whether he might have been married or not. But I guess he forgot all about it later when he met the Quaker girl, married her. Well, he was as I remember him, he was a man not of high education, but a reader and a thinker. And ahead of his times, at least in this way, that he was very much interested in the Darwinian theory, and I believe perhaps his interest in that helped to put him out of the Methodist Church in those days. He, as I remember, at the time I was a high school girl, he was helpless in his chair from rheumatism, and I have no doubt he enjoyed talking with Cousin Kit and myself as much as we enjoyed talking with him. He always went to him for information and help in debates or anything that was going on in school. He always helped us. He would sit and think and talk of his old home in England and tell me how the primroses grew under the hedges along the country lanes, and how the troop in his father's garden was trained against the walls, the sunny walls, so that it ripened early. Those are a few of the things I remember you talking to me about, but it's long ago and I forget what else there might have been of interest. I think that's all I remember tonight. You might be interested to know something of Grandfather's personal appearance. I think it's interesting to follow the look of the men through the generations. He was a large man, must have been over 6 feet, well built. He wore a gray beard, and as he sat around in poor health, he always kept a small black silk skull cap on his head, which I always think of. He was tall. My father was a little shorter, I would say, and my brother, his grandson, a little shorter yet, but they were all large men. I think of nothing else now. Perhaps some other day. Well, I can keep on talking indefinitely. I think I've told all I remember tonight. I'm empty.